Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just going to be you and me for a little bit. We're working on getting our next guest on the show. A little technical issues we're resolving. We're going to continue to march, though, because I promise you we talk about the Fed. And as you know, since the first year, I've been conducting a Fed Watch show on the day of the Fed meeting. The Federal Open Market Committee meeting, and I've been doing it since '98. And I read a book that I'd like to recommend to you. I'm sure it's out of print, but you can maybe be able to find it somewhere. It's called Secrets of the Temple by William Grider. And if you're interested in how the Fed works, and you really ought to be, every small business owner, I know you got a lot of stuff going on. I know you got a lot of stuff to read and keep up with. But if you have a chance to just sort of take it out, maybe over the next year or two, just start reading a little bit about the Fed if you don't already know about it. The Fed has a lot of power over your life, whether you realize it or not. The things that they do, the things they have the ability to do, as an unelected entity, they are a unique entity in the history of this country. They've been around about 100 years now, The influence they have over your life, over the monetary life of America, and really in a lot of ways the world, our central bank, the Federal Reserve, is really the central bank of the world in a lot of ways. I've seen this over the last 21 years in different events where the Fed drove the either saved the economy or you know was part of it, and the other central banks, Europe, all of them. Look to the Fed, look to our Fed for guidance, and they watch what they're doing. And so they're very powerful. And I don't think there's anything sinister up there. I may be wrong, but they're human beings and they make mistakes. And so they have a charter. Their charter, and I'm just going to go over some of the details with you to kind of get you started on this. These are some of the things that you'll learn in the book I was telling you about, Secrets of the Temple. But they have a charter, and that charter is twofold, is to manage inflation and employment. Their job is to adjust the monetary conditions of this country, meaning the availability of cash. To manage the monetary system of the country so that inflation doesn't get too high, but they also don't want it to get too low. They don't want to get into deflation, which is uglier, believe it or not, than deflation. I mean than inflation. So they want their desire is about a 2% inflation rate on a basket of goods. You know, groceries, well, actually, I think groceries and energy are not part of this. But all the different things that you and I buy that we consume, other than food and energy, which I never have understood why those two aren't in there, are part of their basket of goods. And so they keep up with what those cost. And so they manage the money supply in the country through interest rates, largely for 100 years through interest rates, raising and lowering them, right? Remember, if some of you remember when back in the 90s when they were raising rates and I was raising all kind of cane about that because they were I didn't think they should be raising rates. And then we've gone through the last 20 years where, as a result of the financial collapse of 2008, they dropped rates down to basically to zero and almost went negative. They used interest rates to try to influence the economy and try to think of the Fed like a dam. You know, when a river has the ability to flood and to run away and flood your homes and without any control, Well, a lot of places have dammed a river. So when they see a lot of water coming, they can let more water out, and they can adjust the flow so they can manage the flooding, right? The flooding and the droughts, they can manage all that with a dam. Sort of think about the Fed like that. They're a little bit of a dam. And so they adjust the flow of water, in this case money, in order to do two things, to encourage companies to hire employees, to keep employment, to keep the economy going at a certain rate that will incur, that will maintain a high level of employment, meanwhile, and balancing that against inflation. And that's what they watch, those two things primarily. And plus they've got the banking system to deal with. So when we come back after the break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about how they're structured, including the position of some of the people that you know is in the news. One of them is our friend on the board is coming up. So I'll talk about that after the break. 22. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.